Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 5.
Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. This is Lesson 5. I am Ayla, mi chiamo Ayla, and I am the learner along with all of you.
Ayla is indeed a resident learner here in Coffee Break Italian. I am Mark, mi chiamo Mark. E io sono un professore, forse?
Sì, un professore fantastico.
Oh, mamma mia, no. Chi sei tu, Francesca?
Io sono Francesca.
Francesca is, of course, our native speaker with all the knowledge, all the Italian knowledge, helping us take our next steps in Italian. We hope that you're enjoying this series so far. We've had some great feedback so far on the website and indeed on iTunes. We're really pleased about that. And we hope that you're continuing to enjoy taking your Italian to the next stage. Allora, Francesca, cosa facciamo oggi?
Oggi abbiamo un menù interessante.
Un menù di che?
Di verbi.
Ancora una volta?
Sì, ma molto importanti. Verbi ire e abbiamo due menù differenti.
Due menù differenti, ok.
Sì.
So we've got two different menus coming up, two different types of verbs coming up, finishing in ire, both of them finishing in ire. And as usual, we're going to be doing a little bit of presentation first, and then Ayla, it's over to you for some practice of what we learn. Va bene?
Va bene.
Ok. Allora,
mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Over the past 5 lessons, including this one, we are really helping you become masters of the present tense of Italian verbs. Certainly regular verbs so far. We've covered are, we've covered ere, and there's one conjugation missing so far, and that is
ire.
Ire. And in this episode, we're going to be mastering ire verbs too and helping you understand how they work. Because I actually like ire verbs because there is a particular group of ire verbs that work slightly differently. And I think they're my favourite verbs in Italian.
Aww.
I don't quite know why. I just like them. I've always liked them. So first of all, let's just very briefly go through our are and ere conjugations. Let's take a nice are verb. Francesca, can you give us a nice
sì,
verb?
Sì, ballare.
Oh, perfetto. Okay, ballare, to dance.
Sì.
So let's go through our full conjugation and focus on those endings again.
Okay, ballo, balli, balla, balliamo, ballate, ballano.
Okay, again, remembering that stress on the end of ballano, or indeed not on the end, but on the end of the verb conjugation, because we've got a different stress on ballano in comparison to all the other parts of that verb. I dance, you dance, he dances or she dances, we dance, you all dance, and they dance. Ballo, balli, balla, balliamo, ballate, ballano. Okay, let's take an ere verb as well.
Let's take, as usual.
Okay.
Prendere.
Prendere. Okay, let's go through the conjugation.
Prendo, prendi, prende, prendiamo, prendete, prendono.
So I take, you take, he or she takes, we take, you all take, and they take. Prendo, prendi, prende, prendiamo, prendete, prendono. Okay, so we need to remember those differences there between the are verbs and the ere verbs. In fact, there are only 3 parts of the verb that change, and that is the third person singular and the second and third person plural. And this is really quite important when it comes to the ire verbs, because that same change happens, although there's a very slight difference in the change, but the same parts of the verb are affected in some ways by ire verb. Not entirely, but we'll see that. We'll see that as we
don't
go through
spoil
this.
The surprise.
No. indeed. Let's think about some ire verbs that we came across in season one. Francesca, can you give us some examples, please?
Sì, ad esempio, partire.
Of course, we learned the verb partire when we were talking about train times and public transport. So, at what time does the train leave for Milan?
Sì, a che ora parte il treno per Milano?
And you'll notice the ending on that verb. Parte. Sì. We'll come to this a little later. We also looked at shop opening and closing times. Last time we were looking at chiudere, but the opposite of chiudere is
aprire.
So chiudere, an ere verb, and aprire, to open, an ire verb. So what time does the shop open at?
A che ora apre il negozio?
A che ora apre il negozio? So apre from aprire. And one other word that comes to mind was something that we've covered quite recently when we were talking about falling asleep. But the actual verb to sleep is an ire verb, isn't it?
Sì, dormire.
Dormire. And I think we talked about that when we were looking at health and feeling well and not feeling well.
Sì, I think something to do with my father. My father ha mal di schiena. Un po' dormire,
non
something
può dormire,
like that.
Yeah. So he can't sleep, he's got a sore back or something like that.
Sì.
Non può dormire, he can't sleep. Or non posso dormire, I could say I can't sleep. Non posso dormire. Dormire there, the full infinitive, because I can't sleep, I'm not able to sleep. Non posso dormire. Let's take dormire and conjugate it now, because it's time to look at how the ire verbs are conjugated. Francesca, can you give us I sleep?
Dormo.
You sleep?
Dormi.
He or she sleeps?
Dorme.
Oh, we sleep?
Dormiamo.
You all sleep?
Dormite.
And they sleep?
Dormono.
Now, if you are paying attention, you will have noticed that the conjugation of dormire, an ire verb, is almost identical to the conjugation of an ere verb, like chiudere.
Sì.
There's just one thing that changes. Which form changes?
The second plural.
Second person plural, the voi form. So you all sleep.
Dormite.
You all close.
Chiudete.
So chiudete. It's easy to remember that because the infinitive has an e sound.
Sì.
Chiudere. Chiudete. And in the infinitive of dormire, it's an e sound. Dormire. And therefore, the you all sleep form is?
Dormite.
So the whole conjugation one more time. I sleep.
Dormo.
You sleep.
Dormi.
He or she sleeps.
Dorme.
We all sleep.
Dormiamo.
You all sleep.
Dormite.
They sleep.
Dormono.
Okay, so just that one change, dormite. Let's then take another example of an ire verb.
Sì.
Another thing that we've come across, and that is to open.
Aprire.
So let's see if our listeners can conjugate this one without us helping them.
Okay.
So I open. What would that be, Francesca?
Apro.
You open.
Apri.
He or she opens.
Apre.
We open.
Apriamo.
You all open.
Aprite.
And they open.
Aprono.
Okay, apro, apri, apre, apriamo, aprite, aprono. Now, you may be thinking, why on earth am I learning how to say all these very obscure things like he sleeps or you all open or they close or whatever it may be? But in actual fact, all of this is about learning patterns that you can then apply to other things in Italian. We really don't want to just be teaching you lists of phrases that you can then spout out at the appropriate time. We want to equip you with the real language that you can then use to create yourself. So, for example, taking ire verbs, the rules that you've learned today can be applied to other verbs. Francesca, can you give us examples of a couple of other verbs in ire in Italian?
Sì, ad esempio sentire.
A very important verb, to feel.
And to hear.
To hear also. Anything else?
E offrire.
Another useful one, to offer or kind of to gift something to someone.
Sì, sì.
Or I'll pay for something for
sì,
you, that
sì,
kind of idea.
Sì, offro io. It's on me.
It's on me, yeah. So, very good.
E mentire.
Ah, to lie.
Sì, come Pinocchio.
Ah, come Pinocchio, sì. We perhaps don't want to focus on lies and everything else. But yeah, so these are useful verbs. And because you can now conjugate a verb, you can say, he is lying.
Mente.
Pinocchio mente.
Pinocchio mente.
Pinocchio is lying. Or, for example, we don't hear.
Non sentiamo. Now, noi non sentiamo.
We've not actually talked too much about that whole how to make something negative, but it's so easy in Italian. All you do is put the non in front. So non sentiamo. We're not hearing. We can't hear. Non sentiamo. So it's all about using what you know, using the knowledge and the patterns that you know, and applying them to new things. But earlier, I mentioned something about my favourite verbs, my favourite conjugation in Italian, and that's a special group of ire verbs that do something different. Again, it's a little bit of an exception, but it's a regular exception. It's something that applies to lots of verbs that end in ire, some of the most common verbs, and indeed one of the verbs that we learned almost at the very beginning of season one of Coffee Break Italian, and that was the verb to understand, which is?
Capire.
And I know that our listeners know how to say I understand or I don't understand.
Non capisco.
So why, Francesca, is it non capisco and not non capo?
Sì, good question, una buona domanda.
Well, in fact, there are a group of verbs which take this I-S-C and put it in between the stem and the ending.
Exactly.
Exactly like capire becoming capisco.
Sì.
So, the crucial thing here is the endings are the same. We've got endings that just follow the regular pattern, O-I-E. Yamo, ite, ono.
Sì.
But the isk comes in between somewhere for certain parts of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone who has learned some French or some Spanish, indeed most other Romance languages, will be very familiar with the fact that very often, if there's a change that's going to happen, it's going to happen to the first person plural and the second person plural of the verb, the noi and the voi form. And that's what happens with these isk verbs. So let's look at capire and let's conjugate capire. I understand.
Capisco.
Now there we've got ISC coming after the stem, cap, and before the ending, o. So if C goes straight into o, then it's a hard C sound.
Aha, co.
Capisco.
Capisco.
I understand. However, for the tu form, the ending is, of course,
I, Italian E.
Yeah, so just the letter I. And if we put ISC before that, what do we know about ISCI? What sound will that make?
It's a soft sound, ishi.
So it's not capisci, but...
No, we would need an H for that.
Absolutely. So how do we say, you understand?
Capisci.
Okay, so listen to the difference there between I understand.
Capisco.
You understand.
Capisci.
And I'm sure you can guess what happens with the he or she form, because that's going to end in the letter E, A sound in Italian.
Capisce.
Another soft sound. Your soft sounds will run into the letter I and the letter E, or the sounds E and E in Italian.
Mm-hmm. Sì.
But the hard sounds are going to run into A's and O's and U's, A, O, U sounds in Italian, although we don't really have any U's in verbs.
No.
So let's go back for I understand.
Capisco.
You understand.
Capisci.
He or she understands.
Capisce.
Now, you remember I said that there were two parts of the verb that things don't always happen the same way with. There's the sort of the more normal ones. They don't
see the regular ones.
The regular ones, yeah. So Let's take our verb capire and we take the stem cap
sì.
And add our ending of an ire verb.
Iamo.
Okay, it's dead straightforward.
Capiamo.
Capiamo. We understand.
Capiamo.
And then you all understand.
Again, it's regular. Capite.
So capiamo, capite. But then our slightly irregular one where we're going to add this isk again.
Sì.
That's for the they form, the third person plural, which will be.
Capiscono.
Capiscono. And of course, it's being followed by an O there. So capiscono, it's a hard C sound. That's quite tricky,
sì.
But it's exceptionally regular. And as soon as you know that one of the ire verbs is an isk ire verb,
sì.
Then you can apply this rule. So let's go through the whole of capire again.
Okay, capisco, capisci, capisce. Capiamo, capite, capiscono.
Fantastic. Let's do another one. Let's take finire.
Finire, sì.
To finish, another isk verb.
Sì.
So how would we say I finish? Francesca?
Finisco.
You finish?
Finisci.
Okay. And he or she finishes?
Finisce.
So far we've had the hard sound finisco. Then the soft sounds for the tu and the lei or lui form. Finisci, finisce. And then the we form.
Finiamo.
Remember, there's no isk
no.
in there. And the you all finish.
Finite.
And then the they finish.
Finiscono.
So there, again, we come back to the ISC sound. And that's really all you need to know.
Yes.
More or less. It's very straightforward once you, as I said, once you get the idea that a particular verb is an isk verb, a particular ire verb is an isk verb. And those patterns will stand you well as you continue your journey of learning the Italian language. That's where we're going to leave this presentation part, and we'll be back with a little more practice of this in just a few moments.
Okay.
Stai imparando italiano, certo, ma ti piacerebbe imparare cinese?
大家好。 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese.
Yes, we now have a Chinese course here at Coffee Break, and you can learn Mandarin with me and my teacher.
我叫 Crystal. My name is Crystal, and I am your resident teacher here at Coffee Break Chinese.
Find out all you need to know about Coffee Break Chinese, access our free lessons and our online course at coffeebreakchinese.com.
谢谢,再见!
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our first part today with the two different menus. Ayla, how do you feel about these new verbs?
Yes, the more and more I practice, the more confident I'm feeling.
Bene, proprio quello che volevo sentire.
Exactly. Now we're going to do a little more practice with these ire verbs, verbs ending in I-R-E now. And I think to begin with, we'll put Ayla on the spot. Ayla, can you conjugate for us one of these verbs? Let's take a nice verb, dormire. What does that mean?
to sleep.
To sleep, exactly. So we'd like you to conjugate the verb dormire, and of course we'll give our listeners some time as well to think. So first of all, how would you say I sleep?
Dormo.
Dormo, okay. And what about you sleep?
Dormi.
Dormi, perfetto.
Okay, what about he sleeps or she sleeps?
Dorme.
Molto bene, dorme.
Okay, so dormo, dormi, dorme. Then let's move on to the plural forms. The first person plural, we sleep.
Dormiamo.
Benissimo, dormiamo.
And then you all sleep.
Dormite.
Sì, dormite.
And then finally, they sleep. And just watch the stress in this one.
Dormiono.
Watch this one, Ayla. We actually lose the I from the infinitive, so the verb is not dormiono, but dormono.
Dormono.
Bravissima, dormono.
Okay, so that is the conjugation of an ire verb, in this case dormire, but as we heard in the presentation, there are lots of ire verbs, so you can now talk about who is leaving, or who is opening the window, or indeed who is sleeping. There's also a different group, a group of my favourite verbs, the ones that have the isk added in the middle. But Ayla, do you remember which parts of the verb that happens with? Because there are two parts where we don't put in the isk.
Is that in the we and you plural form?
Exactly. So it's the noi and the voi forms, the first person plural and the second person plural. We don't add in the isk there. So if you know that, you're going to be able to conjugate this verb without thinking about it, I'm sure, Ayla. Let's take the verb to understand, which is?
Capire.
Capire. So to understand. And it's now time for you to conjugate the whole of this verb. Okay?
I'll do my best.
Let's take then I understand.
Capisco.
Sì, bene, capisco.
And then there's a slight difference here with the you understand, a slight change in the sound.
Capisci.
Try again with the sound.
Capisci.
Bravissima, capisci.
Okay, so you understand capisci. And then that same sound for the he or she understands.
Capisce.
Sì, molto bene, capisce.
Now, the noi form, the we form, something different here. How do you say we understand?
Capiamo.
Sì, capiamo.
And then the you all, the second person plural.
Capite.
Perfetto, capite.
And then we go back to the isk forms here for the they understand.
Capiscono.
Perfetto, capiscono.
Okay.
Okay, I understand that there's two different forms of ire verbs, but what I'm not sure about is how do you know when it's ischi verbs or not?
Well, in theory, we just have to learn them. And after a while, you will see it's kind of automatic. For example, you don't really say non capo, but it sounds natural to say okay. Non capisco. However, if you're not in a rush, there is a little rule which I really like and which works most of the times. Not always, though. Be careful. You take basically the verbs and you count five letters backward, okay? Five letters backward. If the fifth to last letter is a vowel, then you're likely to need isk, okay? It sounds a bit crazy, I know.
So, Francesca, do we have to stop in the middle of speaking and count back these letters?
No, not really. But if you're writing and if you have time and if you're just practicing alone at home, then it's a good idea and it's also fun. My students love it.
Excellent. Can we put it to the test then?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Let's take capire.
Okay.
And let's count five letters backward.
Okay, so we're starting with the E and the end of the infinitive.
Yes.
Yeah, so E-R-I-P-A.
A. Uh-huh. So it's a vowel.
It's a vowel.
And it's actually isk. So we don't say capo, but capisco.
Okay, so can we take aprire then?
Aprire, let's do the same. Sì, sì.
So aprire would... from the bike. We mm-hmm. would spell that E-R-I-R-P.
P.
So it's not
a consonant.
And therefore,
we don't say aprisco.
Aprisco. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what about another isk word then? Give mm-hmm. us an example there.
Let's take pulire.
A good verb. Do you know what that means, Ayla? Don't know if we've covered it before.
No, I don't think I do know.
It's to clean.
To clean.
A very important word. Mm-hmm. So let's count back, Ayla. Can you count? Do the counting? Is this an isk or a non-isk verb?
Well, E R I L U, and that's a vowel, of course. So yes, it will be.
Yes.
You know what's coming next, of course.
Yes, I'll need to conjugate.
The whole conjugation of pulire, please, Ayla.
Pulisco, pulisci. Pulisce, puliamo, pulite, puliscono.
Perfetto, bravissima Ayla.
Brava Ayla. It is tricky remembering all these forms, especially when there's some that are isk and some that are ish and all that kind of thing. But anyway, you've done well there. Well done. Okay.
Just before we move on, Mark, can I ask if there's reflexive verbs in ire?
Yes, of course. And because we've done pulire, we can now relax and have fun with divertirsi, to enjoy oneself, which is a good example of an ire verb in the reflexive form. So divertirsi.
We've cleaned up. Mm-hmm. We've used pulire. And it's now time to have fun. Divertirsi. Si. Ayla, using the rule that Francesca has given you, and if you think about this word, it's spelled pretty much the way it sounds. So can you tell us if this is an isk verb? Take off the C. Don't worry about the C at the end. Divertirsi. And just make it divertire. So counting backwards, what are you left with? What's that fifth last letter?
You're left with an R, which obviously isn't a vowel, so it won't be.
It won't be an isk verb, exactly.
It's a regular
ire verb. But we need to think about our reflexive pronouns here. So I enjoy myself, Francesca, would be?
Mi diverto.
Mi diverto.
You enjoy yourself?
Ti diverti.
Ti diverti.
He or she enjoys he enjoys himself or she enjoys herself.
Si diverte.
Si diverte.
We enjoy ourselves.
Ci divertiamo.
Ci divertiamo.
Okay. You all enjoy yourselves.
Vi divertite.
Vi divertite.
And they enjoy themselves.
Si divertono.
Si divertono.
Perfetto. Okay, so divertirsi, an example of an ire verb that becomes reflexive. But there's also another one that I'm thinking of, and that is to get dressed, to get oneself dressed. That's another very common ire verb that's reflexive.
See, it's a good verb to add to our daily routine verbs.
Absolutely.
Vestirsi.
Vestirsi. Vestirsi.
Vestirsi.
Okay, so I dress myself.
Mi vesto.
You dress yourself.
Ti vesti.
And so on.
Si veste. Ci vestiamo, vi vestite, si vestono.
Ok, è molto facile, no?
Più o meno.
Più o meno, more or less. Ok, it's time to move on. I think we've got a couple of translation sentences here for Ayla and indeed for our listeners, Francesca.
Of course.
Allora, numero uno, per favore.
Numero uno, sì. Luigi doesn't understand German.
Ok, so we know the verb. We know who is not understanding, and we also know how to form that negative. You simply put non in front of the verb. But do we know the word for German? Ayla, can you remember?
Is it tedesco?
Tedesco. Okay, tedesco. So let's try this. Luigi doesn't understand German. Okay, over to you, Ayla.
Luigi non capisce tedesco?
Sì, it's very good. Just don't forget your definite article before a name of any language.
Ah, okay, so it would be Luigi non capisce il tedesco?
Sì, molto bene. Luigi non capisce il tedesco.
Perfetto. Ok, numero due.
Numero due, sì. We enjoy ourselves at the cinema.
Ok, we know that verb. It's a reflexive verb this time. It's one of our ire verbs, but it of course is reflexive. So we enjoy ourselves at the cinema. Okay, Ayla, we enjoy ourselves at the cinema.
Ci divertiamo al cinema?
Sì, perfetto. Ci divertiamo al cinema.
Okay, let's try number three.
Okay. Mario is cleaning the house.
Bravo, Mario.
È un bravo ragazzo, Mario, mm-hmm. Sì.
Mario is cleaning the house, or Mario cleans the house. Just mm-hmm. a simple present sì. tense. Mario is cleaning the house. Okay, Ayla. Mario is cleaning the house.
Mario pulisce la casa?
Brava.
Sì, è perfetta. Mario pulisce la casa.
Okay, and then finally, let's try number four here.
Alessandra and Paola get dressed at 7 o'clock every morning.
Ah, un po' più complicato.
Sì, sì.
Un po' più difficile questa volta. So, Alessandra and Paola, two people, so we need to be thinking about which form of the verb we're using. They get dressed at 7 o'clock every morning. I think I've just given it away there, haven't I? They get dressed at 7 o'clock every morning. Okay, Ayla, can you have a go at this one? Alessandra and Paola get dressed at 7 o'clock every morning.
Alessandra e Paola se vestono alle 7 ogni mattina.
Okay, very good. There was a little bit of Spanish there.
Okay.
Two things. How do we say and in Italian?
Did I say I mi dispiace? I meant to say e.
Sì, okay, don't forget. It's normal if people speak other languages, it's normal to get mixed up. And the other thing is not se vestono.
It would be si.
Si vestono, okay? We don't want to end up speaking itagnolo, do we?
Itagnolo. No. There's definitely a new coffee break language in there. Coffee break?
Itagnolo.
Itagnolo, no, definitely not. Okay, yeah, it is. Sometimes when you do other languages, when you learn other languages, they help because they help you follow patterns and everything like that. But sometimes they can interfere just a little bit too. Okay, that's it for this lesson of Coffee Break Italian. Yep, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We would like to remind you, of course, that there are video versions of these episodes where you can see all the verb conjugations beautifully displayed on the screen. And, of course, also our lesson notes and the bonus audio materials, which will help you take that next step in Italian and also do so a little more quickly. That's all at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook at Coffee Break Italian. And this week you will find more practice on ire verbs.
There will be indeed. We'll be putting you to the test with some exercises over on Facebook.
Yes, and if you are on Twitter, don't forget we are also on Twitter at Learn Italian.
Allora è tutto per oggi, grazie molto.
Sì, io mi sono divertita.
Anch'io. Ma adesso devo pulire la casa.
Bravo, come Mario.
Come Mario. Allora, grazie a tutti, arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.